The couple inherited the farm from parents Chengetai and Nelia Makunike when they passed on. Nabot Makunike, a retired civil servant, says started serious dairy farming in the beginning of 2000 after he left work. The father of 12, 4 sons and 8 daughters said when he ventured into dairy farming with wife Jane, it was initially for subsistence until they both eventually decided to go full scale. Mr. Makunike, whose farm was voted the best small-scale dairy farm for 2015, says since that decision 15 years ago, they as a family have never looked back.
Project Chagatanga, way back in 1987, with 2 cows. I was still working as a teacher, headmaster and education officer. So my father was doing it here. My father is late now, who started the farm. So when I took over in 2000, that's when I became serious about it.
He says family support has been outstanding and they are looking to turn commercial, adding more cows to their current 6. He plans to increase the herd from between 20 to 40.
So in the last 12 months, I've tirelessly worked with my family, especially my wife and my children, to make up the infrastructure, to make sure the cows have got enough feed, to make sure everything is spick and span. And I'm glad up to now we've made it. That's what I would say about this dairy.
The family uses zero grazing for their herd and their cattle feed on hay, maize, silage, green grass from pastures and other stock feeds to reduce chances of infection and boost milk production.
Milk comes out, there's no doubt about it. And I have very high hopes that my cows are going to be on zero grazing, no more going in the field. So my minimum number of cows I'm planning to have is about 20. 20 plus, I can go up to 40. If I grow enough fodder for the cows, that is silage, and I have enough hay, I have enough inboard stock feeds, I'll do it. There's no way we can fail to have milk when the land is there.
The farmer says each of his cows produce an average of 20 liters of milk daily, and there is a ready market at the Dairy Botimutare Depot. At the farm, he has various breeds of cows, namely Holstein, Jersey, Red Dane, and crossbreeds of Holstein and Jersey, and Red Dane and Holstein. The enterprising farmer says despite his newly found fame and success, the project has had its own fair share of challenges, including financial resources to meet the high standards that are expected to be kept at all levels and times. He says stock feed and feeding regimes for the cows for maximum milk production and lactation is another area that gives the family sleepless nights.
I'm pained by what we see countrywide. People have been given land, but they are not using the land. They are even below subsistence level. We need to go commercial in every piece of land that we have been given.
Mr. Makunike, who dreams of improving infrastructure at the farm and building a standard milking parlor next year, says he is pursuing value addition to his milk. He intends to venture into pasteurized milk, cheese and yogurt production.
Feeding regime is a challenge to many farmers, and we hate that. Absorption of knowledge is a challenge. Many people listen to lectures, but they're never changing their attitudes. So there is a need for attitude change. Yes, financial, you can say there are challenges, but I'm forced to say, when you have a vision, finance follow. We have a vision.
Agriculture Deputy Minister responsible for livestock production, Mr. Pedi Janda, says Zimbabwe currently is facing serious milk shortages and importing 1 million liters a month, adding small-scale projects like the Makunike's are really coming in handy to help meet demand.
Zimbabwe lies with small-scale farmers, but how small? We don't want small-scale farmers of 2 cattle, 3, 4, whatever it is. There's a level of viability, and I think a minimum of 10 is desirable. And then obviously we want those farmers to be trained, backed by trained and experienced extension staff.
Mr. Janda says the country currently has only 15,000 dairy cows, a drop in the ocean considering the demand. Mr. Emmanuel Zimbandu, the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Association of Dairy Farmers, says the industry requires adequate funding from the government to ensure there is sustained growth of the sector that is also under threat from foot and mouth disease. Reporting for Studio 7 in Watsomba, Mutasa Central, this is Lloyd Damoyo.